Peppered across the state in 56 communities are small clusters of shipping containers. Inside them, you'll find the frontline defense for oil spills. They're placed and stocked by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Recently, a team from DEC and the Coast Guard was in Dillingham to demonstrate when and how to put that defense to work. KDLG's Shaylin Cochran has more.
The boom out there in the water to sort of make it, you know, an arm like this. And if you have a current.
About 20 people turned out to learn the basics in oil spill response Tuesday morning. For a couple of hours, the bingo hall in Dillingham served as a classroom where the students, so to speak, got some basics in environmental safety.
This instruction will focus on the use of calm water or harbor boom because that is the type of boom pre-staged in the communities throughout Alaska.
From the bingo hall, class moved out to the airport, where DEC has a few Connex shipping containers set up. They're filled with all manner of stuff, like the aforementioned booms, those long, floating barriers that help contain oil spills in the water. There's also lots of rope, shackles, generators.
What was in that box, Ron?
There's a lot of cable and Tyvek suits, rubber gloves.
That must be the 350
bags.
Boom.
You can probably make boom out of that. I notice there's Typlar up on that.
It's out here that we learn from DEC's Dr. Rick Bernhardt that now is the time of year when these materials are most likely to be put to use.
Fishing vessels tend to pile up on the rocks and have accidents. They've worked all season, long hours, hard work, they're tired. And it's usually those 2 a.m. trips back to port when somebody piles up on the rocks. So, we have spills throughout the year, but we really have a density particularly on fishing vessels in the next month or so.
After the airport, it's on to the boat harbor, where we get to see some of this stuff put into action.
You guys have a good anchor point over there, a large rock or something?
It doesn't take too long to get a couple hundred feet of containment boom strung across the harbor entrance. Dr. Bernhardt says getting this equipment ready and staged and even partially deployed is key in preventing damage.
Even if people don't deploy a protective strategy perfectly, if they can spend a couple hours getting it started, so when the professionals arrive, if they can only spend a half hour to touch it up instead of 3 hours to deploy it, then they're that much farther ahead of the game.
A pretty good turnout today.
It was. There were 17 people, and that's one of our best turnouts. So, yeah, hats off to Dillingham.
As an agent for the Marine Advisory Program at Alaska Sea Grant, and just simply as a resident, Gabe Dunham has a vested interest in spill response.
Well, it's certainly given me an idea of the procedure or the operations that are supposed to go on, the order in which you contact and notify the appropriate authorities, and just attending this event too, I can also it gives me a really good idea of what the response network looks like here in Dillingham. So I think that's helpful just to know who's going to be around when things like that happen.
Harbor Master Gene Barrett says he hopes those connexes out at the airport never need to be opened except for training days like this. But if they do, he's confident that training will translate to swift, effective response.
As a whole, there's enough entities involved in Dillingham between the fuel companies, the power plant, the city of Dillingham, and the state to be able to get boom in the water. And I think that's the most important part. I hope my boom, that we have the boom in the city's response container never touches the water.
On the off chance it does, the folks who participated Tuesday won't just be ready to help, they'll know how to help too. In Dillingham, I'm Shaylin Cochran.
The rope along, and that makes it a little bit easier to let out boom or take it in as necessary.